one of the things he started doing is that he, you know, we sat down and we started talking about the people who were affiliated with Tremor, and then kind of more people started getting affiliated with it, and we decided that maybe we'd do. I'm sure Gary, and I'm not sure who else was involved in this, but we put together these things called Tremor Reviews. I'm sure Gary's told you about those, and basically they're a big showcase. Everybody came out and did, you know, I can't remember, a half hour worth of stuff or whatever, and we did two nights at Bookies. And we pretty much, that's the way we tried to promote the label, the musicians and the bands and the records. And so that's how we started doing it. So it was kind of like, you know, trying to build up an interest through, just participation, you know, I mean, the more people you have affiliated with you and come and play and, you know, more people you expose yourself to, you know, as far as that. And it was working pretty good. And then after X15 was Gary decided to put out the Face the 80s album, the compilation album. So we put together, you know, some songs for that. And that was the thing where we sat down and we, you know, went through the whole scenario of what we're going to do and, you know, how the album was. I was a little bit involved in that. Gary was more involved in that. And basically, he just told us how much material and what he needed for the compilation album. And we went into the studio and knocked out a couple songs, and they picked what they wanted. And that was pretty much it. And we tried to use the money for future things that we were going to do, next compilation album or recording, and for more studio stuff, and you know. And that was pretty much it until about 1980. And that's when we parted ways with Tremor Records. And it was kind of silly to look about it now, it's one of those sort of things. It was an artistic disagreement on a cover, and we didn't like it, and they did, and we didn't want to be affiliated with it, pretty much. So we had a real good song to go on a compilation album called How Does It Feel, and we'd record that earlier, and it actually had, because at the time, our bass player had a broken finger or something along those lines. I can't remember. And we had Skid Marks from Flirt. Skid came in and he played bass on that particular song. And so that was our donation to Mandatory Music, which was the compilation that was going to come out. But the band members and myself, we didn't agree with what the cover was at the time, and we decided that we didn't want to be affiliated. So we did basically signed a release and just decided that we weren't going to do it, and that was the end of it. Nothing personal, just didn't want to do it, you know. And artistic freedom goes both ways. You know, if you want to be affiliated with something, you are. And if you don't, you know, you have the choice not to. And our choice was not to. And I know that caused problems at the time, but, you know, you make your decisions, right? And don't look back. Anyway. So that was the end of the recording era of the Ivories. So we'd finished that, and then I think Dennis Loren put out, and Bob Tremaine, and I can't remember who else was involved in it. They put out Detroit on the Platter. So they put that out, and we'd had some extra songs. So we gave them, I think we gave them a song off that too, from that session. too. So it was one of those sort of things that where we'd we had the material and we were getting ready to put it out and stuff, and we just decided not to be affiliated with Tremor. And by that time, we were starting to have the old bass player problem again. And Bob was had left the band, and Mickey came in, and things weren't going very well at the time. So we kind of give it a rest for a while.